Trades are making a comeback. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. I pride myself on being a general handyman, but when it comes to electrical or plumbing, I call in the experts. The Bible says that anyone who does their job well will be honored for their skill regardless of the field. The negative stigma once associated with hands-on work is changing. This segment of the population is hardworking and often well compensated. A generation of men and women highly skilled in trades is retiring, and the need for replacements has been growing. The emphasis on a four-year college diploma over a vocational career left a vacuum in essential industries. We're finally waking up to the importance of equipping young people for essential careers in the trades. Our nation depends on skilled laborers. That's why I'm encouraged to see a revitalization of vocational training being taught in high school. Some construction, manufacturing, or woodworking programs offer machining, 3D printing, and even digital markup and takeoff tools. A friend recently helped a high school graduate with limited career prospects attend welding school. 2 years after graduation, he's earning $150,000 annually while working on oil refineries. I hope we see a surge of students excited about diving into a trade that fits their passion and abilities. A joke I heard rings a bit true. After paying his plumber for repair work, the customer says, "Man, this bill seems expensive to me, and I'm a doctor." The plumber replies, "I get it. It seemed expensive to me, too, when I was a doctor." Now, if you're struggling to make ends meet, our budget coaching program can put you on the road to financial freedom. Go to crown.org and click Get Help Now. You can start today at crown.org.